says, "That just makes me want you more." A Star Wars original trilogy fanfic, written by Roan and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Leia Organa, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, with additional permutations of Leia Organa, Luke Skywalker, and Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, with additional tags for sibling incest, post-Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, twincest, voyeurism, cunnilingus, penis and vagina sex, guilt, kidnapping, reunion sex, and was written for Star Wars Rare Pair Exchange 2016. Summary. Luke and Leia and Han were completely happy, until Luke and Leia learned the truth of who they were, and everything fell apart. Now it's up to Han to see if he can convince them that some things are worth breaking the rules for. By the time they found out the truth, it was far too late. Maybe it was too late the moment that Luke pulled off that stormtrooper helmet and he and Leia saw each other face to face for the first time. It was definitely too late the night after Luke destroyed the Death Star, when he, Leia, and Han, half-drunk on a heady combination of grief, victory, and some pilot's awful homebrew, had crowded into Leia's quarters, kissing and fumbling with each other's clothes. Han had flitted in and out of their lives after that, and even when he was there, he always had one foot halfway out the door. But Luke and Leia were a constant. Fighting together, living together, loving together. Their bed was open to Han whenever he was around. And as time wore on, he drifted closer to them, stopped talking so much about leaving. Right up until the day Vader sold him to Jabba the Hutt. But they got him back, and for the course of a few hours at least, they were together and happy before they had to part again. And then, Endor. Han knew something was wrong the minute Luke showed up on Home One, for all his exuberance about diving into a new mission with Han and Leia. For one thing, the moment the three of them were alone, Luke kept his distance, offering only brief hugs to both of them, kissing Leia on the cheek. And in the few free hours they had before the departure, he vanished. Normally, after so much time apart, Luke was the one who would have dragged them all to the nearest available bed, eager to get reacquainted, to reconnect. He stayed distant, and Han worried. For the first time, that Jedi facade that Luke wore around everyone else didn't drop for Han and Leia. Whatever he was hiding, Luke was shaken to the core. And with their mission on Endor so crucial, Han had no time to press him about it. By the time Leia told him what was bothering Luke, "Twins! How in the name of Seven Hells was that even possible?" It was too late for Han to do anything. Luke had already run off on some damnful suicide mission. Han and Leia stood on the bridge Luke had just left. "We gotta go after him." Han spoke the first thing he thought, like always. "We can't." Leia shook her head, tears still drying on her cheeks, but her calm mask back in place. "It's bad enough that the Empire will know he's here, We can't risk them finding out that the rest of us are here, too.
Oh, and if the Empire decides to torture him, you think they're not going to find out about us anyway?
That's good. Focus on that. Focus on the practical stuff. Don't think about what losing that damn stupid farm boy would really mean. Luke won't break.
Everybody breaks, Princess. That's one of the first secrets they tell you at the Imperial Academy. Sooner or later, everybody breaks.
Han ran a frustrated hand through his hair.
Think about how much he knows, Leia. About the mission, about the whole damned alliance. This ain't just a mission at stake, this is everything.
That much was more honest than he meant to be.
Sooner or later,
Leia jumped on that. Luke can hold out. He'll hold out until we succeed.
And if he winds up on the Death Star when we blow it to hell?
Well, we'll get to him before then. Han realized something then that maybe neither Luke nor Leia realized.
He saw it as clear as he'd ever seen anything. Both of them were thinking that things would be easier if Luke never came back at all. If Luke died, then none of them would ever have to deal with the fact that for 4 years, Luke and Leia had been unknowingly fucking their twin.
Damn them both. Neither one of them were cowards, and he'd be damned if he'd let them run from this. I have to trust him, Leia finally said, putting her hand on Han's arm. I have to. He's my brother.
He's a hell of a lot more than that.
Stop. Han, I can't. I can't think about that right now. Han relented when he saw the pain in her eyes.
She was right about one thing. There was a lot more at stake than just the three of them.
Still, how could he just let Luke die? How could either of them? It was as if Leia read his mind.
He's changed more than you realize, she said quietly. You don't know what he's capable of now.
Else, I'm not sure I know, and I watched him change.
What he did on Tatooine doesn't even scratch the surface. If anybody can do what he's planning, it's him. For all her despair, and for all her pain, Leia spoke with a quiet, almost serene belief in Luke that tore at Han's heart. The two of them had gone through so much, found each other against all odds, and loved each other as much as two humans could. Han was just lucky that they'd pulled him into their orbit. He couldn't let them give that up now. It would tear him in two.
All right, we'll play this your way, sweetheart. And if I have to be, I'll be around to pick up the pieces if he doesn't come back.
Three months after Endor, Han realized the monumental task he'd set for himself. Luke and Leia threw themselves into the rest of the war effort, and threw themselves, in Luke's case, meant that he took every crazy, reckless, suicidal mission there was, and spent as much time away from the Alliance leadership, and by extension Leia, as possible. In Leia's case, it meant she didn't sleep, barely ate, barely did anything but work out strategy, plan for an interim government, endless meetings with everyone and anyone. She was turning into a wraith in front of Han's eyes. Pale, too thin, her beautiful face swallowed with fatigue and dark circles. Han could only take small comfort in the fact he wasn't the only one she was pushing away. She kept her distance from everyone beyond a quiet, professional facade. Luke wasn't any better, the rare times Han saw him. The distant Jedi air he'd cultivated turned to outright ice, a wall that kept everyone at arm's length. It had cracked once, about a month after Endor. Luke stopped by the Falcon to deliver a message. A set of new orders, really. Frustrated, irritated, and overwhelmed, Han had grabbed him by the front of his black tunic and kissed him. They hadn't even made it to Han's bunk, but had gone at each other right there in the cargo hold, Luke pinning him against the bulkhead. And when it was over, he'd fled with a quiet apology. Han hadn't seen him alone since then. There was just one thing for Han to do. The question was, how to do it? He'd have to recruit Chewie's help, but they'd both already agreed that something needed to be done. So, they started to plan. The first chance Han had was when Luke was between missions on Home One, taking some forced downtime, and Leia was there to meet with Mon Mothma. He and Chewie went to work. First, Han sent a message to Leia that he had some intel he'd picked up on his last run through Mandalorian space, which was still largely in the hands of the Empire. Too sensitive to send via holonet. Evidence she needed to come to the Falcon to see. Chewie went to Luke and told him about a malfunction in the Falcon that he and Han hadn't been able to track down. They needed Luke's help. Desperately. The Alliance needed the Falcon in good running order. And, Chewie added, he'd be there to make sure nothing untoward happened. All Han could do was trust that his gambler's luck would hold out. Leia showed up right on time, a scowl on her face. Han, this had better be good. My schedule is already wrecked for the day.
It is, I promise. It's exactly what you need right now.
Okay, so Han had a few qualms about slipping Leia a sedative, waving the vapor under her nose until she slumped into his arms, but there was no other way to make this work. He laid her carefully on Chewie's bunk, took her personal comms and the blaster she was carrying, and locked the door behind him.
I hope you forgive me later.
Now for the trickier part. Han yanked open one of the Falcon's maintenance hatches and tossed down some tools like he was working in it. Just in time, too. He heard Chewie and Luke coming up the ramp. This could either go very badly or exactly according to plan. There was no in-between. You should have seen it, Chewie. It was wild out there. Luke sounded almost like his old self, and Han had a flash of worry. What the hell was he about to do? This could never work. Too late now, Leia was already conked out and locked up, and Luke was next.
Luke's smile faded when he saw Han, and the Jedi face that Han had come to hate fell into place instead.
Hey, Luke,
Han said, keeping his own mask on.
Thanks. Me and Chewie are stumped. Right, Chewie?
That was the signal. Han's plan counted on several things. That Jedi didn't have some sort of resistance to knockout drugs, that Chewie could surprise Luke fast enough, and that... that neither Luke nor Leia would murder him when they woke up.
Luke realized a split second too late that something was amiss. Just as Chewie's hand closed over his mouth. The look Luke shot Han was furious with betrayal. Then those blue eyes closed, and he slumped to Chewie's arms. Chewie picked him up like he was a child, and carried him off to Han's bunk to lock him in. Han headed for the cockpit.
Right. So far, so good. The upside to having done so many secret missions for the Rebellion. He and the Falcon had pretty much opened clearance to depart whenever necessary. And, oh boy, was it necessary. They had to get off Home 1 and as far into deep space as possible before those kids woke up.
Chewie joined him in the cockpit, looking about as low as Han felt. He handed over Luke's lightsaber and comm with a sad little woof.
I know, buddy, but they're not going to listen unless I make them listen.
They'd just made the jump to hyperspace when the shouting started coming from Han's quarters.
Well, there's one.
Han looked to Chewie.
You ready?
Chewie nodded, and he slid his ear protection into place.
Han didn't really believe that Luke would order them to do anything, and hell, for all he knew, Luke didn't need to use words to do it. But earplugs, for the strongest of them, were the best he could do.
Chewie hooted something at him, and Han shook his head.
Stay here.
He gestured at the cockpit.
This is my mess. I'll face it.
The voice that came from Chewie's quarters was wide awake and furious.
Han Solo, answer me! I knew you were that low, you bastard, but I didn't know you were lower than a trail of hot slime. Let me out!
Han swung the door open and stepped back, ready for an attack.
What the hell do you think you're doing? You've just kidnapped one of the leaders of the New Republic, and if you think that Luke isn't going to come after you the second he hears...
I know he's not gonna, Han said.
What you've done, you're a bigger fool than I thought. What is it? Did someone finally name you a price you couldn't resist? Who was it? Thrawn? Sloan? The Mandalorians?
She caught up to what he said.
What do you mean you know he's not gonna?
Leia, I didn't sell you out. Will you shut up for a minute and listen to me?
Leia quieted, but her dark eyes were mutinous.
Leia, you can't keep pretending that... Luke?
Leia's eyes widened at Han.
You've got Luke here too?
How did you know that? Never mind, I can guess.
He shook his head.
You two have been running from this for long enough. Where is he?
Leia demanded.
Did you hurt him?
What? No! I would never hurt him, or you.
She stormed off, leaving Han to trail in her wake.
Luke, I'm here.
They reached Han's quarters.
Of course she'd figured out where he was.
And he eased her aside so he could open the door. Luke stood waiting on the other side, his face calm and his eyes like ice.
Luke, are you okay?
Leia rushed to him, and Han thought that might be the first time she'd touched him since Endor.
Any reaction Luke might have had was hidden,
but he didn't pull away from her when she took his arm.
I'm fine, Leia.
He gave her a brief, chilly smile before looking to Han.
What do you think you're doing, Han?
Fixing this,
Han blurted, closing the door behind them.
I can't stand seeing you two avoid each other anymore. So now you're going to talk to each other.
Luke and Leia exchanged glances.
We've talked, Luke said.
Leia nodded. She was still hanging on to Luke, and Han wondered if she realized she was.
With... As fraught as everything was, we thought it would be best if we talked from afar.
But you...
Han struggled to wrap his mind around things.
Are you telling me that you both chose this?
What else was there?
Luke said quietly.
We can't go back to what we were.
Why the hell not?
Both of them looked like he'd grown a second head.
Han, she's my sister.
Leia nodded.
And besides, Luke continued, this isn't how the Jedi are supposed to do things.
He carefully removed his arm from Leia's grip
and took a step away from her. Han's head was spinning. All of his arguments, all of his planning for how to get them to talk to each other, to resolve this, only to find that as far as they were concerned, they already had resolved it. Without him. The Jedi? What does that have to do with anything? In order to keep focused, I must stay detached. I can't allow myself the luxury of attachments to others. Han looked at Leia to make sure she'd heard the same thing he did. She just looked sad. Han felt like the top of his head was going to explode. Luke. Luke Skywalker, of all people, who had walked into a death trap and as far as Han could tell, loved his father back to the light. Who had thrown his entire being into taking care of everyone around him, from Han and Leia to all the pilots and Rogue Squadron to the entire damn galaxy. The man whose heart was the strongest part of him. No attachments? Kid, that is the biggest pile of rancor shit I have heard in my entire life. Han, Luke said. No. You listen to me. If you think I'm gonna sit here and let you cut yourself off from the best parts of you just because some old men who've been dead for 25 years said so, you are wrong. And some of the ones who survived, did any of them bother to tell you this? And even more, did any of them bother to tell you you had a sister? The crazy old man, you know damn well he saw what was happening between you two. Han's anger was peaking. Things he'd been holding back for months, spilling out. Oh, Luke, I'd known you for about a minute and I saw the look in your eyes when you talked about her. Would it have killed Kenobi to pull you aside and drop a word in your ear? But he didn't. So you know what that tells me? Han leaned in close to Luke, close enough to see the faint stubble on Luke's cheeks. That tells me he didn't give a damn who you loved, whether it was her or me or both of us. And if he didn't think it was important, why should we? For the first time, Han saw a crack in the wall that had surrounded Luke since Endor. It's not that simple. Luke looked to Leia for support. And Leia looked just as shaken by Han's outburst. It's too late, Leia said softly. Pain in her eyes. People know. We didn't tell them who our father was, but they know. Han rubbed his eyes. Oh, of all the stupid... Who did you tell? The leadership, Leia said. I had to. They wanted Luke and I to travel together, and that was impossible. I had to tell them why. I haven't heard a whisper of it anywhere, Han countered. The public doesn't know. Of course not, Leia snapped. How would that look? Everybody knew we were together, and the political fallout for both of us if that got out? Politics. You're gonna stand there and talk politics to me, princess? This was not going at all the way Han had planned. Politics are all we have right now. Leia's cry startled Han. She sounded lost. Listen to me. Han took her by the shoulder with one hand, reached out, and took Luke by the shoulder with his other hand. That is not all you have. You have each other if you'd stop being so damn stubborn and just reach out to each other again. You have me, if you'd both stop shoving me away with both hands. He looked between them and took a deep breath. You're both completely crazy, and I have loved you both from the minute I met you. I know you love each other, and you're both miserable, and you're killing me with it. Luke and Leia exchanged another one of those wordless glances. But this time, Han got the feeling that things were being said beyond his hearing. They came to some agreement, and both came forward to embrace him. He didn't miss that they still kept their distance from each other, but it was a start. Just having them both in his arms again was a step in the right direction. Han closed his eyes and kissed each of them on the top of the head. They stood that way for a long time. Finally, Luke drew a breath so deep that Han felt his body expand against him. Han, we have to tell you the truth. There's another reason we've been avoiding each other. Han wanted to pull away to look at him, but something told him this would be easier for all of them if he stayed where he was. Tell me, he said. It's not because we don't want to be together. Luke gave a sad little laugh. It's the opposite. Luke came to see me a few weeks after Endor. Leia picked up the story. We planned to do just what you said, to talk this out.
We ended up not doing much talking, Luke admitted. So after that, we decided it was best if we just stayed away from each other.
I thought, thinking about the fact that Luke was my brother, Leia said quietly, would make it easier to stop wanting him, and it made it worse.
Luke nodded. It's like wanting something just because it's wrong. You can't imagine what that's like. Perhaps you're not familiar with my criminal record?
Han pulled away enough to look down at them both.
I made a living out of wanting something because it was wrong.
As he'd hoped, both of them broke into smiles.
So what? Taboo breaking's always been something folks get off on. The way I see it, that just means you're that much more well-suited for each other.
Han, Leia sighed, but Han felt a rush of triumph.
He knew that sound. That was the sound of Leia starting to change her mind. You know I'm right.
Han looked to Luke to gauge his reaction. Luke was looking at Leia, and the pure, agonized wanting in his eyes broke Han's heart and made something turn a flip in his belly.
But people know. If Leia was repeating her arguments, that meant she was running out of them.
Luke, tell him! And then she looked at Luke and saw the same expression that Han had just seen.
We can't. Can we?
We shouldn't, was Luke's response, but he sounded as lost as Leia had earlier. Han stayed quiet. It was down to them now. He'd done all he could. Now, if only they would just...
Yup!
Luke and Leia were drawing together, letting go of Han and reaching for each other. They embraced first, Luke burying his face against Leia's hair and murmuring apologies.
Just kiss her, Han thought. Maybe Luke read his mind, maybe not.
But either way, he curled his fingers at the base of Leia's skull and tilted her face up to him and did just that. Sweet as it started, it was like watching kindling catch fire. One of the twins made a pained sound. Then Luke's other arm went around Leia's waist and pulled her in tight against his body. It was gorgeous, and it stole Han's breath. His heart hammered in his chest, and arousal crept like fingers up the back of his neck. But this wasn't his moment. He started to back away, to give them some privacy. But Luke's hand shot out and caught his wrist.
Stay. But You two need... Don't you want to see your handiwork? Maya's voice was low and teasing, and Han swallowed hard.
You're the one who convinced me it was okay to fuck my brother.
Han thought his vision was going to white out for a second.
Griffin hell! Taboo breaking was a thing for him too, apparently.
Both of them looked amused at his reaction. They'd clearly communicated a lot to each other during that kiss. She pointed to the chair in the corner, and Han settled there. Once they had him taken care of, Luke and Leia turned back to one another. The second kiss burned hot enough that Han swore he could feel the flames where he sat. Luke scooped her up and laid her out on Han's bunk, kneeling over her and starting to peel away her clothing.
This was going to be hell.
Han was getting harder by the second, and he started to wonder what the rules were here. He ran his palm up over his cock, trying to ease some of the pressure, his eyes darting between Luke's hands as they slowly revealed Leia's body and Leia's face. Her cheeks were flushed, and her lips parted and smiling as she shifted to let Luke pull away the practical uniform she'd had on, piece by piece. Her pale skin glowed beneath Luke's tanned hands as he slid them up her ribcage to cup her breasts. Han bit his lower lip, hoping, then he bit back a whimper. Luke bent over her, still clad in all black, and took each of her nipples into his mouth in turn. Maya moaned softly, sliding her fingers into Luke's hair. Her arms didn't block the view, though, and Han could see each swipe of Luke's tongue, each movement of his lips. And it was too much. Han tried to unfasten his pants as quietly as he could, not wanting to interrupt them. But he was only human, and watching two of the people he loved best losing themselves in each other was stunningly beautiful and unbearably arousing. He'd just managed to wrap his fingers around his own cock when Luke left Leia's breasts behind and started trailing his mouth down her belly. Han realized belatedly that one of Luke's hands was already toying between Leia's thighs. He couldn't see exactly what Luke was doing, but Leia's breath was more unsteady, more ragged.
"Luke, please," she gasped, and oh, hell.
But the smile that curved Luke's mouth where it dragged against her skin was wicked. That had been the sweetest, most thrilling surprise with these two, discovering Leia's willingness to let go to pleasure, and the way that Luke's eager-to-please personality transmuted into something deliciously dirty when the clothes came off. While Han watched, Luke did something with his fingers that made Leia arch up off the bunk before his lips moved to her thighs. Han just sat there, loosely holding himself, not really stroking himself with intent, not yet. It'd be over for him too soon if he did. It was obvious when Luke replaced his fingers with his mouth, even though all Han could see was a sandy blonde head moving between Leia's thighs. Leia gave a soft cry, her eyes flying open. She turned her head to look at Han and smiled when she saw what he was doing.
Oh, it feels so good, she groaned for his benefit, watching him as she spoke. I miss this. I miss this so much.
Her words dissolved as her head fell back.
Han was sure she did. He had his own experiences with just how talented Luke was with his mouth.
His hand tightened reflexively at the thought, pleasure streaking down his spine. The way Luke was kneeling there, it was too bad he was still dressed. With a little shift and angle, Han could move in behind him and... But no, this wasn't his turn. Not yet. Didn't stop him from stroking himself a little faster, listening to the soft, wet sounds of Luke's mouth,
the harshness of Leia's breathing and her little cries. Han's whole body felt like it could explode. Luke, please. Leia sounded almost pained, reaching down for Luke. Now, please. Luke withdrew from her, pressing kisses to her thighs as he slid away and stood up. While both Leia and Han watched, he slowly undressed, and Han damn near felt his mouth watering. There were too many scars on that strong, slim body, though. Too many that Han didn't recognize. Luke, you reckless fool. Maybe now he'd stop trying to get himself killed. Although Leia was watching him, Luke was watching Han with a small smile on his face, eyes darting between Han's eyes and Han's cock. As the last item of his clothing fell away, Luke came over to Han and leaned down, giving him a slow, deep, searching kiss. His face was still damp, and his skin tasted and smelled like Leia. It took every single micron of Han's self-control not to grab Luke and pull him into his lap right then. It only got worse when Luke nudged Han's hand aside and gave him a few teasing strokes. "You're next," he murmured against Han's mouth, then drew away. "Damn, kid," Han breathed. "If you two haven't killed me by then." "This was your idea," Luke teased, then turned back to the bunk and Leia. If anybody was the embodiment of hate to see him leave, but love to see him walk away, it was Luke Skywalker. "Damn," Han muttered again. Leia had scooted over on the bunk and made room for Luke to lie down beside her. That didn't last long, though. As soon as he was stretched out, she pushed him onto his back and straddled him. She glanced at Han with a smile as she reached down and got Luke just exactly where she wanted him. Luke and Leia cried out in sweet unison as she took him, and now Han started to stroke himself in earnest, trying to match the rhythm of Leia's hips as she rode Luke. Her brother supplied an evil little part of Han's mind, as he reveled in the frisson that washed through him at the thought. It wasn't quite as if he were there in the bunk with them, not quite as satisfying as sliding into one of them would have been, but being this close to them, listening to them, watching their faces as their eyes met again and again, Han was enough a part of it without intruding. As odd as it was, there was still a corner of his heart that burned with sweetness, a sense of completion that his princess and his farm boy were his again, were each other's, the way it was supposed to be, no matter what anyone else had to say about it. He should have known they were twins, he thought, watching them. They were too well matched, knew each other too well. That thought never came with a hint of jealousy at all. Just the fact that they'd drawn him into their circle was enough for him. Leia lay down, sliding her hands into Luke's as she kissed him, their hips still following the same steady rhythm. Han heard them murmuring to each other, thought he heard one of them say, "I love you," but he couldn't tell which one. They sped up, movements growing more urgent, breath coming faster, and Han felt his own arousal growing. Then Leia leaned in and whispered something in Luke's ear. Luke groaned, then cried out in surprise, body spasming upwards. Leia, who still looked in control of herself, rode him through his orgasm with such a smug smile that it pushed Han over the edge as well. Whatever she'd said to him, Han didn't know, but his imagination ran wild as he jerked against his hand, pleasure flooding him from the hips out. He went limp against the chair, watching as Leia lay down beside Luke, smile still on her face. Only then she noticed Han, and she laughed, a soft and lazy sound. Both of you at once? Damn, I'm good. Luke reached for her, clearly intending to finish what he'd started, but she nudged him away. Nah. Han needs to come over here. I want both of you. Han didn't need a second invitation, and quickly finished undressing, squeezing in with them in the small bunk. The three of them just snuggled at first, Leia curling up contentedly between the two men.
Are we... all right?
Han asked carefully. The twins looked at each other before Luke answered.
We're going to give it a try. We'll probably scandalize Mon Mothma and the generals, but it wouldn't be the first time.
Leia touched Han on the cheek, the gentleness in her eyes warming him to the core. We love you, and you're right. We love each other. Maybe that's not enough, but maybe it is.
It is, Han said. I swear it is.
He kissed them both, first Leia, then Luke, and vowed to himself that he'd make it be enough. If he had to fight with the entire New Republic for these two, he would. Later, much later, after they'd started heading back for Home One, and after Chewbacca had given all three of them affectionate hell for their human mating urges, they were back in Han's bunk, drowsy and happy, exchanging kisses and soft touches. Han laughed suddenly.
Just what the hell did you say to Luke earlier anyway, when he whispered in his ear? Because whatever it was set him off like a rocket.
Leia just smiled. Luke can tell you, if he wants. Luke shook his head.
No other human needs that sort of power.
He barely repressed a grin. And no other human is ever gonna have that power. Leia pulled him down and kissed him thoroughly.
Just me.
Han looked at them and shook his head, stretching his arms to wrap around them both.
As long as you promise only to use it for good.
I have to, don't I? Leia said, a little too innocently. He's my brother.
The end.
Underneath the lights of the motorway, that's where I go to keep your ghost away. We used to be such a burning flame, now we're just smoke in the summer rain.
Author's notes. Written for Wild and Free Hearts prompt. Pre-TFA only, please. I like Leia and Luke, who both have conflicting shame and kink for the fact that they're siblings, and possibly a Han in the middle thinking, bone already for fuck's sake! Reader's notes. So, I was, you know, trawling through the Leia-Luke Han tag, as one does, and I came across this fic, and then I was like, Roan, why do I know this name? So I went to the blanket permission for podfic list, as one does, and I was like, oh, I know this name because I've stalked your tag before. And then I came back here and had a lot of joy at the basically Han locking them in a closet and then doing the just kiss, smooshing their faces together thing. And yes, like, it is a little bit Parent Trap at the beginning, but also, like, it's a little bit Han Solo because he wouldn't just Parent Trap, he would Parent Trap you with chlorophyll. Not chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is plants. Chloroform! Whoops. Anyway, I really enjoy the idea of Han Solo as sort of this matchmaker of Luke Skywalker, Leia Organa being their biggest, like, you know, stan of their ship, and then, like, sort of finding himself like, oh, wait, hang on, I'm involved here too? Yes, this is even better! And, like, doing all of the matchmaking for the two of them, and the more matchmaking once they start to be like, no, I can't because of your DNA. Anyway, like, depending on which version of the canon you pick, like the, you know, the legend stuff or the new stuff, like, hardly anybody knew that Luke and Leia were related for years and years. So they could totally get away with it. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. The world needs more Han, Luke, Leia, and I'm happy to help give my contribution. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Have a nice day.